MIT. Good morning.
The test on the mic.
Test. Almost noon.
I know, that's what Chester said. Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting of the Special Magistrate Administrative Hearing to order at November 24th at about 9:05 a.m. If everybody could stand with me and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I reviewed with Mr. Tro the minutes from last meeting, so we'll approve the previous minutes from last meeting.
And we do have one deletion from the agenda.
Okay.
COM 10-17-20.
Okay. We delete that from...
It was brought into compliance upon inspection this morning.
Okay, that's great. And if the clerk will swear in the officers.
Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. See, we have a gentleman who's walked in.
We do have some representation here.
Okay.
And if it pleases the magistrate, we'd like to proceed to those cases first.
Certainly.
We don't have any stipulated or any other complied cases on the agenda currently. Good morning. My name is Chip Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm a duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and completed all four levels of training. I've been working in Code Enforcement for about 31 months here with the City. I have about 30 years' experience in law enforcement. I'll be presenting your cases this morning. But please, the Magistrate, we proceed to case CUM 10-1656, a case involving Officer J. Vo, the City of Ocala versus All Repairs Florida, LLC. If you give me just a moment to catch up with you. Dan Baker also inspected this and will be able to testify in Inspector Vo's absence this morning. This is a case location within the City of Ocala at 1734 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition for dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 22720000. Legal services obtained 10-19-10 for the NOV, 10-15-10 for the NOH by the agent on both. The respondent did not respond or receive our certified mail. We legally posted the property on 10-15-2010 for the NOV and 11-8-2010 for the NOH. We do have a structural report included in your case presentation package. The structure scored 35, dilapidated. We also have a copy of the SunBiz report, and any licenses that would be required would be a repair or demolition permit. As part of the presentation, I've included some photographs of the property.
Okay.
At the end of your presentation. Some of findings are Officer James Vo located this property and structure and found them in violation of the city's code and that the property is overgrown and the structure is unsecured and dilapidated. Officer Vo noted there have been four previous cases at this location for the same violations. Additional investigation by Inspector Vo revealed that a requested structural evaluation scored 35 points, dilapidated by Officer Inspector Dave Thompson of the Building Department. All attempts by Officer Vo resulted in some cutting of the property and some additional repairs. None of the violations have been resolved to the proper specifications of the code, and the continued requirement for CE to respond to and cite or notice this respondent for work to be completed on the property is continuing to cause some blight and degradation of the neighborhood.
Okay.
I guess I think that's funny, but that's exactly what we're doing, is working to clear out parts of the neighborhood that are affected by slum blight.
Okay.
And nuisance properties.
Okay. All right.
This time I'd call Inspector Baker to come up and just explain if the property looks substantially as the way is noted in these photographs here, and then I'd like to call Inspector Dave Thompson.
Certainly.
Dan Baker, City of Ocala. I went by the property yesterday, Mr. Dobbins, and there's been absolutely no change.
Inspector Baker, would you say you've received training in code enforcement?
Yes, I have.
You're duly appointed code enforcement officer?
Yes, I am.
And certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement?
Yes, I am.
And you can attest to the photographs that you've observed here?
Yes. The photograph that I took yesterday is mine, yes.
Okay, the weeds are mainly growing up in the back?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And we require additional cutting.
Okay. And the structure does not appear that any, I mean, from the photographs, it doesn't look like, it looks like it's boarded up, just to extent.
It has been boarded up, and what continues to occur is people remove boards and what have you to gain access into the facility.
Okay.
Structure.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. And then you had Inspector Thompson?
Yes.
Dave Thompson.
Dave, can you briefly explain your qualifications to inspect structures for the City of Ocala?
24 years licensed building inspector, state licensed, 16 years state licensed building inspector, all trades, plans examiner, and property maintenance inspector.
Do you have an opportunity to look at this structure?
Yes.
And does it look substantially the same as the photographs depicted on the screen?
Yes.
Could you briefly explain the results of your examination of the structure?
When I went out there, I saw a lot of deterioration due to wood rot. We've got water coming in through the siding to the frame members, floor joists, van joists, particularly around the house. Porch framing, you can't see from here, but is really just completely gone. Roof is in extremely bad condition. Got deflection in the roof. It's showing all signs of complete deterioration. I was only able to give it a 35 on a 1 to 100 scale. Even to if someone wanted to repair the house, I don't know if we would grant permits for it.
Would you say that the cost of repair of this structure would result in 50% of the expenditure of what the house is worth?
Oh, sure, definitely.
And looking at this photograph on page 2 at the top, I'm observing some of the porch sagging
right.
that you were talking
right.
about. Okay, but when we go down here further, though, mm-hmm. and further into the investigation, what happened here?
Somebody attempted a repair on the porch.
Did they obtain permits to make that repair?
No permits
would
on that.
Would they be required to have permits to
yeah,
make that
Yeah, that's structural repair. Sure.
Okay. Okay. Is the property owner someone representing the property owner here?
To them?
Okay.
Which staff recommendation I'd like to present for them.
Okay.
If you'd like to do that now, or you'd like to speak with the property owner?
I would like to talk to the property owner first. That's all right.
My name is David Keating. My address is 4089 Lakewood, Lake Worth, Florida, 33461.
Spell your last name for me, please.
K-E-A-T-I-N-G.
Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I don't think my microphone's on this morning. I apologize. I'll try and talk loud. You own the structure here. You're the manager of the LLC that, I guess, owns the structure here.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about this violation and the structure, and what would you like me to know today?
I bought the houses a few months back for purpose of repairing or renting. I have no moisture inside the house. The roof does not leak. The structure inside is thoroughly strong. You know, the floors have no creaking, no sags. The porch is an aftermarket porch. It's not structural at all. I feel that it does need to be removed, but I wasn't going to pull a permit to do $30 worth of 2x4s repairs. I just put those 2x4s on the porch so there's no sagginess, no area for a kid to hang on a nail or anything like that. The property is solid. I mean, it totally needs a total rehab, but that's not the one I'm getting into. I'm starting with the other house first, and I'll get to that one when I make the sale on the first house. And I poured everything I had into these houses, and I feel people are trying to make it very difficult. It's been empty since 89, so the fact that I'm being violated now, and it hasn't already been, have a problem since, you know, it just doesn't make much sense to me.
Okay.
From my standpoint, I'm not very understanding of how they violated me, you know.
Okay.
I'm not. I came to talk directly to the code enforcement man that violated me the first. He didn't really have much information to give me other than to cut my lawn, so I've been paying a service to cut my lawn every 3 weeks ever since. I don't know what else to do to bring it up to code. They haven't been too forthcoming with the information, so I'm just trying to get on the same page with them.
Okay.
There's absolutely no way to get into my house. All the windows are boarded up. If somebody wanted to break in, then yes, they could break in, rip a board down, I guess. I suppose that's very possible, but everything's locked up and secured. I mean, deadbolts on the doors. So.
Okay. All right. Sure.
You said you just took over this house?
I took them over about 5 months, 6 months ago, maybe.
5 or 6 months ago?
Yeah, I have the paperwork here.
So were you aware of the 5 other previous violations at this location?
Not a single one.
So you can't accurately say that nothing has been done here before and that you're being pulled out for inspection?
I'm sorry that it was perceived that way. That's not what I'm saying about it. I'm not understanding how it's being violated. You know, it shouldn't have been able to transfer to my hands if there was already a previous case on it. Yes, I had a full title search by Titan Title Company, LLC, out of Orlando, Florida.
And turned up those previous violations.
Yes, and I'd like to copy of them because I'm going to go after them because that is on the title company 100%.
Okay. All right, to straighten it, you say you own several of these. Are there several houses in a row? Is that what's...
I bought three on the same street, the two next door to each other, and then one down the street. They've all been abandoned for over 10 years.
Okay, and so this one is, Mr. Rich, just are the other two under inspection or in violation? Not this time. Okay, so you've rehabbed the other two to the point at which...
One of them I brought up to a livable condition, you know, fixed all the roof, fixed everything up inside, electric, plumbing new. I used Danhouse Electric to come in and do my electric. That's the only one I've gotten to. I was going to get on the other two, and I went into some legal problems. The previous owner tried suing me, telling me that I didn't pay him and his partner enough money for the houses. And so I've spent the last 3 months in and out of the court with them, and I finally get told that I have my properties back and I can start putting my work in on them again. And then the next day I got told I have to be here.
Okay. Do you have the paperwork for your court case that you were involved with relative to this parcel?
And I believe we would have to enter out in the record any paperwork he produces for him. So we'll have to either make a copy or maybe get a spare copy.
Sure.
Are those copies or originals?
These are the originals they sent me, but I mean, y'all are welcome to them for a copy.
We will have to keep them.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm trying to make everything right with y'all, really.
I'm
going after them.
Okay. So you were sued for a cancellation of deed as to these parcels?
According to the way they said it, they were suing me because one partner messed over his other partner and sold the houses out from under him without permission, but the titles were already signed and transferred to me, and you know, I'd already owned the houses for 3 months before they ever said anything to me, so... Finally, we went to some out-of-court litigation, my lawyer and their lawyer, and they finally said I'm not an interested party anymore because they realized they can't take them from me because they've been through 5 different people's hands before they got to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just struggling trying to make it happen.
Okay. Mr. Rich.
Yes, sir. I think the city staff recommendation will suit what he's looking for then.
Okay. Hang on a half second here. I want to make sure the suit is gone. do bear with me a second. I'm going on the clerk's website to make sure the case really is gone.
No problem.
I don't want to set anybody up for failure here.
I appreciate that diligence.
You are represented by Melody Vanderland, or no, that's
nope.
Who's suing. You're representing.
My lawyer's not going to be on any of that. That's just the paperwork they sent me to say that I'm an interested party.
Okay.
My lawyer, I had her do everything out of court. You know, she never even had to represent. She just went and dealt with them directly and pretty much made them realize that they're chasing something that will never be obtained.
Okay, do you have a written settlement agreement with them?
No, I don't believe so. All they did was say that I'm no longer an interested party in their lawsuit because it's partner versus partner. The only reason I was an interested party is because my properties are part of their lawsuit.
Okay.
I guess my lawyer did say he was writing some sort of exclusion of my three properties.
Okay.
But no, I don't have any writing over here of that at all.
All right. Well, I'll let you know for the record that there does not appear to be any dismissal in the clerk's docket of you from that suit.
Oh, so I better get back on them.
But I mean, if you're comfortable with the fact that you're no longer part of that suit, the city is recommending that you give you 180 days to bring the residents up to livable condition, the Florida Building Code.
Livable condition?
Well, I mean, the Florida Building Code regulations within 180 days, which is, you said you rehabbed the other house, so I'm going to assume you had to bring it up to Florida Code as well. You'll have to pull a permit. Now, the city building inspector, if you can come back up. You had mentioned in your testimony that you're not sure the city would issue a building permit for this.
Well, not for repairs. The house is more than 50%. We require that the whole house be brought up to current code. So that's a lot of work. There's, you know, a lot of come in with a set of plans and showing us that the house is going to be brought up to current building code.
Okay, but you'll issue a permit for him to do the necessary repairs to build the, bring the property
bring
up
to
code.
Yeah.
How do you all find that it's more than 50% down? I'm just asking, because I know you haven't been inside or seen any of that. I know the porch, that's an after idea, is totally
What is the house worth?
Probably $15,000-$20,000. It's not worth anything, really. It's more of a piece of property that's worth money, not the house.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just worried about my fiscal situation.
I don't know if that would appraise at 15 to 20,000, but it's going to cost more than that.
All I want to do with the house is take the porch off, stucco the house.
I mean, what the city's recommendation is that you pull a building permit with the city, and what I wanted to make sure is the city will issue a building permit or not on the if you follow the right steps. If you produce a plan, if you follow the right steps in applying for a building permit, the city will issue one. Okay? What the city inspector is telling you is that we'll issue a building permit if you go through the proper channels and steps to do it. He's telling you that you might find it cheaper to demolish the structure and build a new one.
If I have to bring it all the way up to current code, then it would 100% be more beneficial to my situation to level it and replace the house.
Okay.
I mean, bring it up to code, full hurricane standards, having a wood frame house, I mean, it's a total loss for me.
Okay.
Bring that up to code would definitely, to the current city codes, would definitely be a total loss for me.
The reason why the city is out here wanting to either bring it up to code or to demolish it is the structure's so old and unsafe that needs so much work to it that it presents a safety hazard out there. Okay.
I mean,
they've evaluated the structure as to its stability and to what the structure is.
Well, I could answer a video of me jumping on the porch as far as stability. There's nothing on the house. The one corner on the left does get water on it, and it does have a little bit of a sponge to it. Nothing else in the house is unsolid. I mean, structurally, it's not an unsafe house. It could use a new aluminum top. All the trusses are good inside the roof. I mean, it's not going to fall on anybody.
He's reporting to have a great knowledge in structural stability of residences. Can I determine what his qualifications are and what certifications he has to make those assumptions versus what our city inspector has?
Certainly. Let me finish hearing from him and then I give you time to hear from him. Anyway, the city's proposal is they give you 180 days mm-hmm. within which to build it up, bring it up to code. Okay, and to or to demolish the structure within a certain period of time. They're giving you 30 days to pull a building permit or to demolish the structure. Either one is their recommendation to me as the magistrate up here. The structure certainly, as you have stated, is 50 some odd years old.
That's a deplorable situation right now.
And so I don't think anybody's arguing the fact that the structure needs some work done on it. Okay. Okay. And Mr. Rich's question is that, you know, his question to you is the, which I believe he wanted to know, was what is your, you know, what are your certifications or qualifications to evaluate a structure?
I don't have the background that these esteemed gentlemen have at all.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Rich, do you have another question relative to that? Okay. The issue is one, I mean, of trying to work between the property owner and work between what the city code necessarily is, as far as this goes. I mean, would you be able to pull a permit within 30 days?
Yes, I would be able to pull one. I mean, I have to borrow some money from my mom or something, but
okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay, and then 180 days is enough time after you pull that permit for which you to rehab the structure?
Well, it would be under the state law, you would have 180 days to call, pardon me, under the state law, you'd have 180 days to call for his first inspection, or the permit would be invalidated.
Okay, all right.
So that's all within the building, the state building code, and the city code.
Okay, so.
Which is adopted in the state building.
Okay, so it's.
Due to my physical situation, I mean, I don't believe that I will be able to because I'd have to pour probably $5,000-$6,000 right off the bat into that house just to start to bring it up.
Okay, well, but my understanding is you have 180 days to get your first inspection.
Okay.
Okay, and the first inspection would be according to the permit. Help me out here, gentlemen.
Yeah, in other words, he's going to submit a plan to the building department, and of course, it's a little foreign from my regular trade.
Sure.
But he would submit his plan, building department would evaluate the plan, issue the permit, and he would have 180 days from that point to call for a first inspection, whether that be electrical, structural, plumbing, what have you.
And well, it would be a separate permit for each trade.
Right.
So each trade would have to have a good inspection before the 180 days. So
okay.
But each permit can be terminated.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So what they're saying is you have to have your first inspection before 180 days on each of the permits, and the building department would coordinate with him on that. Okay. With that. Is that a doable plan?
I mean, it's a plan. As far as my physical situation, am I going to be able to pull multiple permits and get the work done by other people? More than likely not. You know, I've taken nothing but hits since I got this house. You know, it feels like people don't want me to succeed, so.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you I'm going to try to do it, but really, I was trying to do one house at a time. I'm still not done with the first house. I had to stop because of the first lawsuit, and I'm being told I have to stop because of this because I have to pour all my resources into the wooden house, which is what I was going to save for the end, you know.
Okay.
I would like to say that, yes, I'd be able to do it, but right now, financially, I am pretty destitute. You know, I just had to spend on a lawyer. I just bought these houses. I was expecting to, you know, rehab the first property, sell the first property, and use that money to put into both the other two properties. And to fix it for y'all and bring it up to code, but I can't make that promise. I know my fiscal situation right now. It's not realistic for me.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I guess let's go for it. I guess I'll just pull a demolition code and pull my truck up to it and yank it over. Call it trash company. I don't really know what else to say. I wanted to rehab that property and bring it up, but if it's going to be this difficult, if it's going to have a time frame set on it of that short, I mean, realistically, I'm not in the ballpark to begin dealing with that. You know, I've taken too many losses.
Okay. All right. I mean, where are you? I mean, I'm trying to balance the needs of the city and your personal property needs to in order to do this here, and that's what I'm trying to see something. I mean, within 60 days, would you be able to pull a permit on this property?
I can pull permits within 30 days. I should have some money coming in a couple weeks. You know, it's just the actual meeting of the permits for a first inspection, having work done on each one of the permits. I don't believe I'll be able to physically be able to pour into that. You know, I would like to, but it's just the money doesn't meet up with the means right now.
Okay. Well, but the city will issue the building permit for you, and you can start the process on the building permit inside of that within 180 days. And then the city will reissue the building inspector come out. I'm just not as familiar, and I don't want to misrepresent something here. Once the permits are issued and he begins construction within the 180 days on that period of time, at the end of the 180 days, he has to have an inspection. If it does not pass inspection, what happens at that point?
It's the same case that there was no inspection. It has to be a passed inspection. It has to be a good inspection.
Okay.
And if he's got four permits, one for building, one for plumbing, one for electrical, and one for the mechanical, that each one of those permits would have to have a passed inspection, a good inspection, in order to keep the permit current.
Can I pull a building inspection or a building permit just to do the structural integrity of the building and just leave everything alone until I'm more on my feet financially? No. I'm just trying not to violate. That's all I'm worried about. I want to make you all happy.
If it pleases the magistrate,
sure.
I could answer some of this.
Sure.
The city is, of course, looking to get voluntary cooperation with the respondent. That is our goal. We want to move off the center. We've been bringing this back and back and back. He's recently involved.
I understand.
And everybody has their situation and their reasons for not being able to or whatever. Most of the other people, I guess, have just sold out of their reason not to be able to take care of it.
Sure.
The city's interest here is to get this office center and to get moving on it. Now,
sure.
He has options available to him within state statute that are available to everyone. We, of course, request what we request to be fair and amicable across the board with all the demolitions that we're going to ask for this morning.
Sure.
But certainly with all the demolitions that we've asked for the last 31 months that I've been asking for.
Sure.
Our sentencing guidelines are very clear and concise just for that reason. If he demonstrates that he has performed substantial goals, he can, of course, petition this magistrate or the code enforcement board for additional time, being able to demonstrate that he's met goals. The problem is some people petition and they haven't done anything.
Certainly, yeah.
So I think he has a lot of avenues here that he hasn't
And we have a structural report that the structure of the property is dilapidated, and the
And I think that's going to be the toughest hurdle here is when you have insect infestation, I believe was noted.
Yeah.
And rot and what have you. It troubles me that without obtaining a permit, things were done to the structure. It kind of it's indicative of me of the mentality of just and only because of my past previous experiences, not with this respondent, but with other respondents, that people go in and do things that they shouldn't be doing in manners that they should not be doing them in order to cut corners and save money, and then the city is then saddled with that issue.
Okay. Well, so my understanding of the city is that the city is concerned with the structure and that there's a structural problem with the building.
Yes.
Okay. And so if I found that he needed to obtain a building permit with 30 days to bring the residence structure up to building code, that would meet the city's needs.
What he needs to do is submit a plan. He has to be the initiator.
Sure. No, well, I understand.
He has to submit a plan, and he has to work with the building department.
Okay.
And when the building department is happy with what he's doing, we have no problem with what he's doing.
Okay.
Now, part of the plan would have to include some type of engineering because of the structural structure.
Right.
So
required.
That would also be required that the structural end of it be addressed by an engineer.
Okay. All right. So he would need a pull permit to bring the structure up to code.
He actually has to submit a plan.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I understand, but
and
to pull a permit, you have to submit a plan, sir. I mean, when
right.
I say pull a permit, there's
yes.
a process for
and
pulling.
And once the permit is pulled, we've got a lot of leeway. You know, he's got 6 months there to call for inspection based upon his plan and his schedule.
Okay.
And that's in state law. That's not something that we just invented.
I understand. I understand how that works. Do you understand how that works, sir?
100%.
Okay. All right. As the city said, I mean, nobody wants to set anybody up for failure here. You know, we don't want folks to not succeed at this. It requires some action on folks to succeed at these sorts of things. And so what I would suggest is that, and you think you can get a building permit or have applied for a building permit within this 30-day period of time. The city takes how long to review it?
It wouldn't be more than a week.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. And so my inclination is to give you 40 days to get a building permit, give you a full 30 days within which to get your engineering done, get your plan into the city, get your application into the city within 30 days, give the city a week or so to review so that a permit can actually be issued or they can tell you what you need to do instead of that, okay? How you need to supplement, you know, give you a couple weeks here to go apply to the city, get some feedback from them, you know, and so that you can move forward with it there. I have no control over the 180 days, but the city generally works with folks who are actively in construction. Things are actually happening on the project. You know, if you call for an inspection, they come out, they tell you what you haven't done yet. They generally work with folks I've found in the past. And certainly if you're actively in construction, have had inspections but have not been able to pass them all, but things are actually happening on them, I'm sure you can work with Mr. Rich to come back before us here.
That's when you what's going on and request additional.
Okay, and then we can give you additional time out of that sort of role there. But I just want to make sure you understand the process inside of there. If you can't do that within the 30 days, 40 days, then we need you to demolish the structure.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
You think you can live with that plan?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Okay. All right. I mean, as Mr. Rich said, you're new to this property. I understand this lawsuit. I understand that the ramifications of that lawsuit is you would not own the property. Therefore, it decelerates your interest to pursue forward on things. But, we need to move forward as a city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, too. Okay. So I'm going to find the respondent guilty of violating the city section 3495, 82181, and 82182. I'm going to order you to cut and clean up the property, properly removing all junk and debris. Okay? If you've got a yard service, they apparently are not doing anything in the backyard.
Yeah, they need to go all the way to the property line.
So you need to tell them they need to cut the entire property.
I told them to leave those trees in the back just that way. I don't see the people behind my house.
I don't think the problem is the trees.
Well, all those are over. They're all over this level. I mean,
if it's a mulberry tree, it's not protected. It's basically a weed.
Ah.
It's required to be cut out.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So if they're mulberry trees, you need to go ahead and get them out.
Exactly like mulberry trees.
Okay.
Photographs.
Okay. Order you to obtain a building permit within 40 days to bring the resident up to all current to bring the resident's structure up to current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Okay. I'm going to order you to apply for the permit within 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. So. Or I'm going to order you to obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 45 days. Okay? So if you need to apply by 30 days from now, okay, give the building department 10 days or get them feedback. If you have to resubmit something, give you guys a little leeway to get the permit issued, okay, within 40 days. And then if not, within 45 days, you need to have gotten a permit to demolish the structure. And then to demolish and clean it up completely within 60 days from today's date. Okay, so once you get the 45-day permit to demolish it, you got 15 days to demolish it. Okay, so we need, stay on track here, moving it forward here. Okay, I'm going to order you to pay the administrative cost of $125, but I'm going to give you 180 days to do that.
Okay?
Help you out a little bit there. Okay, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city will do the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. Okay? All right, and then after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Okay? All right? We appreciate folks who want to come in and clean up buildings and get them right and done, but we need to move it on. You said the suit's over, so now,
just ended about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And there will be some copy of that order.
Okay.
Please, the magistrate.
Sure.
I'd like to move to case CON 10-1706, which involves this building inspector again on another demolition of property. And then we have another person here on 1588 that we could move to after that.
Certainly.
Okay. This is a case CON 10-1706, a case involving Inspector Lorraine Kennedy, a case of the City of Ocala versus Adriana Solomon, a location within the city of 617 West Silver Springs Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, Section 34141, property registration, Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure requiring abatement, and Section 82182, dangerous building, declare a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2856-003-001. Legal service was obtained on 10-28-2010 for the NOH, and 10-26-2010 for the NOH is when we posted it as well. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. We had a structural inspection conducted by the building department. It came up with a score of 50 in dilapidated by Inspector Dave Thompson, who is here and prepared to testify. And licenses required would be a permit to demolish or repair the facility, or the structure, I apologize. But please, the magistrate on page 4, we have the repeat violator cause. On page 5, we show the additional cases that we've had with this respondent at several other places. On page 7, we have a copy of the findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order on the first case that we're proposing to run this one as a repeat violator.
Okay.
And we have the affidavit of compliance on page 10 showing that the first case was complied with as the respondent brought that first case into compliance, thereby qualifying this case as a repeat violation.
Okay.
Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property while working in the area, observing it as in violation of the city's code as stated above. Additional investigation revealed this respondent is a repeat violator. We have a copy of the previous cases qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Officer Kennedy requested a structural inspection by Inspector Dave Thompson, which scored 50 points, dilapidated. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve this violation with the respondent have failed, and the violation remains. This property is considerably contributing to the slum, blight, and neglect of this neighborhood. I do have some photographs at the end of your presentation of this property. Inspector Thompson is here to testify on the structural report, and Officer Lorraine Kennedy is here as the clerk this morning.
Okay.
Of the magistrate's secretary.
The building inspector forward.
Okay.
Inspector Thompson, you previously stated your qualifications.
Yes.
And would you briefly explain your structural inspection on this case?
Yeah, the first part of the three-part inspection was the roof, which scored a 10. Roof is about 50% gone. Still could be salvageable, but we're at 50% on that. 50% on the floor joist system. We do have some evidence of termite damage in the floor joists. And the other concern is it's a wood frame house. It's got wood siding that was on it initially when it was built, and then that was covered with asbestos siding. So we do have a situation there where we would have to have some testing done to absolutely confirm its asbestos siding, and then the condition it's in and how that would have to be handled if any repairs were to be made to the house. We came up with a 50 on the evaluation, which is our breaking point for dilapidated structure. As you can see in the framing on the porch is not quite up to code, not stable. The other thing that I noted on the west wall of the house, we have some deflection. Without seeing behind the walls, I don't know why. I don't know if it's extreme termite damage, water damage, whatever it is. It's causing a concave effect on the wall. So that's a serious issue that would have to be addressed there alone.
Okay. All right.
Would you say that those photographs accurately reflect what you observed?
Yes.
When you did your report?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And is there anyone here on this issue?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Kennedy, you're here today as our secretary, obviously, but you observed the property in this condition, the photographs?
Yes, it has been. The glass has been cut. If you scroll up a couple pictures, you'll see where they did cut the grass, but it's still open.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're still recommending that they need to clear out some of the weeds and other
conditions. Well, it's been cut to satisfaction, but it's still unsecured.
Okay. All right. Mr. Rich, what's your recommendation?
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violation of Code Sections 3495, 82181. 82182 is a repeat violator for Chapter 162.04 Florida Statutes, and violation of Section 34141 as a first violation. Order to 1, cut and clean up the property, promptly removing all of the debris, respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residence up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of all the debris to be completed within 60 days, and 3, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 4, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day for violation, and the city to complete the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I'll adopt the staff's recommendation, but Mr. Rich, I mean, if it's been cut and cleaned up, do you want that in the order?
I'm looking at the photograph of 1122, and I can't tell if on that side, although our evidence here that we have now presented states that it is in violation or has been cut.
I'll order them to do it, but I
think that we have an absentee situation here, and I believe that on the date and time that this violation occurred.
Well, I find them guilty. I see the violation, so yeah. I'll find them guilty of the violation. My question, and I'll order them to cut and clean it up. But yeah. I'll make the notation that apparently it has been cut and cleaned up. But I'll adopt the city's recommendation as far as that.
That will move us on to case CLM 10-1588. We do have representation here for this case.
Okay.
I don't know what the... are you the respondent?
Okay, hold on. Yeah,
you're the respondent. This is a case involving the City of Ocala versus Richard B. Anderson, a case location of 815 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3595, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2846-055-000. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 10-19-2010 for the NOV and 11-12-2010 for the NOH. The findings of the inspection, and if you'll notice at the end of your presentation, we do have some photographs of this location and what has occurred. This is the end photograph. And then at the bottom of page 1, page 2, and page 3, we have additional photographs of the condition. Officer James Bowe located this property and found it is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Bowe did not locate a list, pendants, or any other information from the respondent. All attempts by Officer Bowe to resolve the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. It appears as though what happened here was that the property was cut, probably to within specification, within 300 feet of the other house. However, I'm assuming that all of these materials that are out in front of the property were located upon the property when they started cutting the property. And that's the violation at this point. It's the same violation of the code. 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. I would point out that putting this material in the city's right-of-way does not relieve the respondent of removing this material, having the material properly removed. The city will not pick this up, and if they do, they're going to charge and lien the property for that. Inspector Baker went out and reinvestigated this case. And Dan, would you say that these photos still represent this condition out there?
Yes, as of yesterday morning, the property was cut and cleaned, but all of the debris out inside the public right-of-way was still present.
And I would say that the city is prepared to act on this probably today and lien the property.
Okay.
And I'll turn it over to the owner.
Okay.
Richard Anderson, 834 Southeast 11th Street, Gainesville, Florida.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
truth?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I'd just like to say that the debris that's in the street was not on my property at all. Somebody has dumped that property there, just like they have dumped some kind of a wheeled something, some kind of a wheel truck on the property. As I indicated, I live in Gainesville. We've cleaned this property. I have a contractor that cleans this property who I got a recommendation from the code enforcement, which is Jim Wright, who cleans the property. And when I spoke to him, he said this was not on the property at all when he cleaned it. So somebody else has put that debris there.
Okay.
He had said to me, because I spoke to him, because I knew I was coming here, he said he will remove this stuff for $250 and get the permits or whatever he needs to get it done, but he needs some time because of the Thanksgiving holiday. He was not going to be able to get it done.
Okay.
I think that would fall within the city's terms of the recommendation.
Okay. Okay.
Can fall for 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
But the part of this that bothers me, and yes, I live in Gainesville. I don't live in Marion County or Ocala. And I'm always having to come to try and get somebody else's debris off of my property or off of the right-of-way here when I'm not doing this. And I've been told just by ordinance, if it's in front of my property or if it's on my property, then it's my responsibility. And I've adhered to that to date. And I just don't know what to do. I wish it would stop or if there was a way to stop it. Because then I get accused of it. I have to come before you guys and stand in front of you to try and defend myself when I haven't done that. It's not on, I didn't do it. So
I think if I may interject,
sure.
I think part of the problem may be that if you let the property get grown up to this point where it's over 12 inches, people just feel this is some kind of an open field where they take liberty to dump upon. And I understand that you feel as though you're a victim in this situation and you're being victimized by this, but maybe you could assist the police department by putting some no dumping signs there. Maybe you could keep it cut and clean where we don't have to ask you to get it cut and clean on a regular rotation basis where it looks like it's more taken care of, and then people would take less opportunity to perhaps take the liberty of dumping everything on it. We find a lot less situations of dumping when the property looks like the picture is depicted now than when the property looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my only suggestion.
Okay. And I will do that.
Yeah.
I like I say, I use Jim Wright all the time, and that's who I use, so I can make sure that he's on contract to do that.
Sure.
On a periodic basis.
I think it would be less expensive for him to do it more frequently than it would be for him to do it when it grows up to the point where he's got to go in there with equipment to cut it.
Okay.
And I also use those signs to put no dumping on there.
It's just a suggestion. If a police officer sees somebody dumping something there at that time, then they can actually, take some kind of action or be more prompted to take some kind of an action. Maybe a no trespassing sign.
Okay.
Maybe more appropriate.
Okay. And you said Mr. Wright needs a few days to
be
able to...
He does. He tried to call in yesterday to code enforcement to try and get an extension on it, and I think by that time you had already gone out, and so it was already still on the docket for today. Oddly enough, I have another piece of property that's right next to it that was cleared. It was cleared through, so it did come to this process, so it was cleared because we did get it done.
Okay. No, and I do understand that. Mr. Rich, is the staff recommending continuing this case, or is the staff recommending
what he proposes would work well within the staff recommendation.
Okay.
He needs a few more days. We've actually offered 14 days.
14.
I think that if he goes out there, though, and sees that sanitation has already removed this, they're probably going to clamshell this in dumpsters that need to take it to a Class 1 facility, I've been told. And the city, in circumstances of this nature, in order to protect the health and welfare of citizenry, may take it upon themselves to pick all of this up and clean it up. It doesn't it doesn't negate our responsibility to bring it before this hearing.
Sure.
However, I would say that if Jim Wright is able to clean it, if it's still there for Jim Wright to clean it up, then he would clean it up. If not, the city will build. It may be even less, or maybe a little bit more. It sounds like about the right price. The city would probably bill for the removal of those materials.
Okay.
Whenever it's told, it was they're really 5-gallon paint buckets with paint in them. So
that's why it's got to go to class one.
Oh, yeah.
They
I understand.
Pick it up and throw away.
You can't just
do
that.
You get the baby with the bathwater in this one.
Okay. Okay. Well, sir, I definitely appreciate you coming today and definitively understand what's going on here. And unfortunate, it is unfortunate if that's not. I mean, if somebody's using the front of your property as a dump site, that is completely unfortunate. As I understand it, the property has been overgrown in the past, though. However, so I am going to find you guilty of the violation. I'm going to order you. Violating City Code 34-95. I'm going to order you to cut and clean up the property, properly removing junk and debris. I'm going to give you 14 days within which to do it, and failing which, a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration foreclosure. I'm not going to assess you an administrative cost on this, though. Okay? I mean, obviously seem to be working on it, trying to do it, trying to get forward with it, and I understand folks, you know, folks are dumping stuff that you're not dumping. That's an unfortunate situation. So I'm going to do that for you there, but I'm going to give you 14 days to do it. As Mr. Rich says, the city, due to the nature of the debris sitting out on the sidewalk, might be going out itself to do it, and then they will just assess you for the cost of that. There's different departments, and the sanitary department is, you know, charged with the responsibility of keeping the health and welfare of the citizenry up, and so if they determine they need to remove it immediately, that's something they would do. That's not something this board or code enforcement does. But
thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
If it pleases the board, Dan, we to please the magistrate, proceed to the first case on the agenda this morning.
Sure.
Case CON 10-1642. This is a case involving the City of Ocala versus Michael Dozer and Wachovia Bank National Association. The address within the city is 2309 Northwest 24th Road. The parcel ID is 22444-031-00. Violation of section 3495. All certified mail has been returned by the respondent. We notified the bank by certified mail on 10-18-2010 for the NOV and 11-5-2010 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 10-14-2010 for the NOV and 11-3-2010 for the notice of hearing. We have provided for the magistrate a copy of bank information and less pendants and final judgment in this case. However, the property appraiser still shows Michael Dozer as the owner. Therefore, we've processed the case against both him and the bank. I have included some photographs and the mortgage in the paperwork. At the end of your presentation, the photographs just indicate the basic overgrown condition of the yard and our notices.
Okay.
The city's recommendation would be fine respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day in the city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
And basically the reason why we do a $50 daily fee here is because the business ownership, generally personal ownership, is $25 a day. Business ownership is $50.
Okay.
A day.
Well, let me make one. And I appreciate all the information here. And then, as far as the bank's responsibility and everything, it appears this foreclosure sale was set for September 7th, 2010. So let me go on here and see who the certificate of title is issued to. Because the title, I mean, unless the...
should be forthcoming by this time.
Yeah, the clerk actually should have issued that 10 days after the sale. So.
Correct.
I love the fact that you can get on anything nowadays.
It's such a great
sort of thing. It really is. It's the best thing in the planet now. Sometimes technology really does help us all out. Okay, that's closed. Is foreclosure on? Or a motion to vacate? Motion to vacate. Motion to cancel application. Foreclosure for final judgment. It's just a couple questions.
Yes.
Just so for the record, the city adopted the requirement that lenders also be liable after 2000?
Yes, sir.
Or prior to 2000? I mean, prior to this execution?
Just after 2000.
Okay.
And I noticed that the first mortgage was in 2000.
Yeah.
So, under the other code, though, 34141, which we have not cited here, but
mm-hmm.
which we've given all of our leeway that we are in that, so mm-hmm. for future cases, they'll also be cited for 34141 mm-hmm. at the same time.
Okay.
But at this time, this case wasn't, because it was already in the works, and we were giving 6 months leeway initially for the 34141 violation of property registration.
Okay. Well, two things here. Just as far as this concerns, the Mr. Dozier is still actually the owner. The court case itself vacated that
okay.
judgment, and he's actually still the owner of the parcel. So he would be the correct person. If the city adopted its code after this mortgage was signed,
mm-hmm.
we have a due process problem, obviously.
For the bank.
For the bank.
Right.
But
so if he's still the owner, based upon your investigation, I would say that we would drop the bank. The city would drop the procedure against the bank at this time. And
fine.
I'm glad we cited them.
I'm glad you cited them both too. That an overabundance of caution, that worked out really well.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, so I will find Mr. Dozier guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order him to cut and clean up the property properly, removing any junk and debris, and pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of, I guess that would be $25 per day.
Yes, sir, personal.
And the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And do that for it there. And sort of,
if it pleases the magistrate, we'd move on to the bottom of page 3 of the agenda.
Sure.
The City of Ocala versus Gertrude Johnson, care of Robert Johnson, a case location of the 900 block of Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The deed for this property is not currently available from the property appraiser, and we requested a copy of the deed from the clerk of the court. However, they were unable to provide it. The parcel ID is 2846-068-000. Legal service was obtained on 11-15-2010 for the NOH. We legally posted the property on 10-6-2010 for the NOV and 10-26-2010 for the notice hearing. Officer James Vo located this property within and found it was in violation of the city's code, and that is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed there have been 4 previous cases at this property, 2 resulting in lien. However, this is the first time a case has been brought to the special magistrate or the code enforcement board. In other words, we were previously processing these cases as notice to remove nuisances, which did not get the special magistrate or the board oversight on. At this time, we want to proceed through this process in order to obtain an order. All attempts by Officer Vo to resolve this violation with the respondents has been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have prepared some photographs at the end of your presentation that show the overgrown condition, also show the this property with respect to the adjacent homes, both to the rear and to the sides of the property. And staff has a recommendation when you're prepared.
Okay, so we're looking for a dangerous building nuisance here.
No, this one's just weeds and accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. CUM 10-16-12.
Okay, I apologize, I'm on the wrong case.
Okay.
Give me a half second here.
Mm-hmm.
10-16.
And I also have
12.
Inspector Baker here to quantify the additional photograph that he took.
Okay. All right. No wonder I'm confused. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Inspector Baker, that's fine.
Dan, you've been previously qualified to testify here. Would you say that these photographs accurately represent the position that you saw of the condition of the property?
Yes. There's been no change on the property.
Okay. And in this instance, we're just seeking against an individual.
Yes, sir.
From the property appraiser is listed as the Gertrude.
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris, and pay the administrative cost of $125 all within 7 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Obviously, absentee ownership situation here, previous violations with the city, we have a tendency to want to compress the compliance time so that we would just go out and do what we would normally do here.
And obviously, it's very overgrown and has been for a period of time. I'll order the same. Staff's recommendation.
If it pleases the magistrate, we move to page 4 of the agenda.
What happened to 1488? The top of page 3.
I might have missed it.
That's where I was, so that's the reason I was confused.
Well, let's go to that one if you don't mind. For some reason, I've got it checked off on my list here. 1488.
Stephen Tesh and RBC Bank.
City of Ocala versus Stephen Tesh and RBC Bank. The case location of 2311 Southeast 14th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82181, definition for dangerous structure. And Section 82182, dangerous building declared nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 28635-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 9-15-11-2010 for the NOV and the NOH by the bank. Certified mail has been returned by the respondent. Legally posted the property on 9-9-2010 for the notice of violation and 11-8-2010 for the notice of hearing. We have additional correspondence of the POP case that was presented to us from the police department. The POP is the police-oriented. There's an acronym for that. It escapes me at this moment. It escapes me at this moment. We have a copy of the report in here.
Okay.
This is basically submitted to us from the police department, and we went out and conducted an inspection and found the violations noted. Officer James Vo responded to this location due to a police department report, which has been attached to the case, which I'm scrolling down to at this time. Upon arrival, he observed the violation of the city's code as stated above. Additional investigation by Officer Vo revealed there is a less pendants filed with the clerk of the court. All attempts by Officer Vo to resolve the violation with the respondents have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. And I've also included a copy of the photographs at the end of your presentation of this property.
And it appears the foreclosure sale in this case is set for December 2nd, 2010.
It's right around the corner.
Yep. And let me see here. Okay, let's pull this.
Problem-oriented policing.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Of course, our problems are that the building is unsecured, causing a nuisance to the neighborhood and considerably overgrown.
Yeah. Is the officer here?
Officer Bo is not. Inspector Baker also went out and observed this property and can testify to the condition.
Great. Inspector Baker.
As of yesterday morning, Mr. Dobbs, there's been no change to this property at all. This is one of those properties, if you don't know where it's at, you wouldn't find it. It's stuck back in the corner of the woods.
It certainly appears to be that, and the
somebody's finding it though, because they're
yeah, the police are out there, yeah, and that's never.
When I was there yesterday, you could see the remnants of some vagrant activity. I didn't see any vagrants in there at the time, but there's been no change on the property.
Okay, all right, and I'll notate for the record that the mortgage was actually in 2006, and it appears, and so that's after the city adopted its code. This foreclosure set is set for the 2nd, so the property ownership is still in Mr. Tesh's name, and so we would find both the bank and the respondent guilty, and we would adopt the
staff recommendation.
I'm just curious if is the staff going to be able to secure the residence and building enough? I mean, the
yes.
structure sound otherwise out
yes.
there, just given the police,
exactly.
the problems with the police out there. I want to make sure that we've given staff enough leeway.
We have the ability to properly cut, clean, and secure this property.
Okay, and that'll be. You don't need anything further. That will be enough for the staff. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Great. Okay, we'll adopt the staff recommendation then and proceed forward.
Okay, and moving on to the through the agenda to page 4, if that's okay.
Yes. No, it's fine with me.
Just making sure we didn't miss any other ones.
I think we've got them all learning.
Okay.
If we missed something.
This is City of Ocala versus Rhonda M. Dozer. I don't know if there's any relationship with Michael Dozer or not. This is a case location of 2306 Southwest 20th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Parcel ID is 23570010003. A violation of Section 82151, the Standard Housing Code, 305.7 for windows, 305.11 for exterior doors, and 305.11.1 for every exterior door. Section 82151 adopts the Standard Housing Code for the city. All certified mail has been returned in this case. We legally posted the property on 10-14-2010 for the NOV and 11-3-2010 for the NOH. I have included photographs at the end of your presentation of the situation that we have there. Essentially, we were notified by a realtor that this problem had occurred. Officer James Vo responded to the location due to notification by a realtor that the glass rear sliding door had allegedly been shot out by persons unknown. Upon arrival, Officer Vo observed a violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed information The owner has abandoned this residence. However, after checking, no list pendants has been filed with the clerk of the courts. All attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondent resolve the violation have failed, and the violation remains. Staff recommendation will be to find the respondent guilty of violating section, Code Section 82151, order to 1, repair and secure the residence building, and 2, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to complete the work by any means required with all the costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Inspector Baker also responded to this location and can testify to that efficacy of these photographs as well.
Okay. Help me just understand. Inspector Baker, can you help me understand?
Yes.
Is that just a screen there is what it is, and there's
it's
no longer a window?
Actually the glass pane.
No, sir. If you're looking at the same photograph we're looking at here, that's actually a better photograph.
Okay,
page 3.
All right. I'm now on to what you guys are saying.
There's a glass pane in the door itself that if somebody walked up and touched it with their fingers, it would just fall to pieces. It is completely spider-cracked. And there has been no change in that. This is something that would really be a relatively easy fix for somebody to do. Evidently, James was not able to make any contact with anybody to get it taken care of, and that's why we're here.
Okay.
And, of course, if you remember the story of broken windows, we'd like to get on this and get it covered up before the rest of the house goes into total disrepair.
Right. No. That makes sense. Okay. And so, okay. It's just hard to tell from the picture
exactly what's going on there.
Yeah,
you should go to the Latin picture I took yesterday. I actually tried this. Is that the one I took yesterday?
No, but you got basically the same picture.
I actually tried to get to where the sun would actually show that spider web in the glass itself. It's, like I said, it's one of those that all you have to do is touch it, and it's just going to crumble down.
Sure,
now we've got an unsecured building.
Okay. All right. Well, I will adopt the staff's recommendation as to this parcel.
Okay. That will bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the agenda, case COM 101687. A case involving, I know I'm going to butcher this up, Sassy Persuad and Camilla Persuad, City of Ocala versus those respondents. The case location is the 2000 block of Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. It's a case involving Officer Bob Spears of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The parcel ID is 22601490003. All certified mail has been returned in this case. We posted the property on 10/27/2010 for the NOV and 11/12/2010 for the NOH. Officer Robert Spears responded to this location due to citizens' complaint. Upon arrival, observed a violation of the city's code and that the property is overgrown and within 300 feet of another structure. Additional investigation revealed there have been 5 previous cases at this property with these respondents since 2007 for violations of the same code. Work by Officer Spears with the respondent resolved this current violation 1 day prior to the special magistrate hearing. However, due to the past problems at this location, in accordance with Chapter 16206, subparagraph 3, due to the past violations, see you respectfully request an order in this case. And I think you know where we'll be proceeding after that. It's our position that it's not the city's position to have to send somebody a notice month after month, time after time, to tell them to cut their property. And in accordance with the Chapter 162, even though they did take care of the property 1 day prior to this hearing, we still find that the property was in violation at the time that the inspector conducted his investigation. We would therefore respectfully request an order of the magistrate finding the respondent guilty in this case.
Okay. So they have complied, but the city's asking for an order because they were guilty of the violation, and this is a continual problem with this parcel.
Yes, sir. And we fully plan to bring them back as a repeat violator in the future. We want them to get on the ball here and maintain their property without having to be continually prompted by the city to do so.
Certainly. And I will order and adopt the city's recommendation. I understand that completely.
That brings us to the top of page 5 of the agenda, case COM 101688. And does this gentleman This is a case of the City of Ocala versus Wynn E. Lavender, a case location of 2018 Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 22601490005. Legal service was obtained. Legal service was obtained on 11-8-2010 for the NOV, and the NOH was unclaimed. The property was legally posted on 10-27-2010 for the NOV and 11-12-2010 for the NOH. This is a case involving Officer Bob Spears, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Office. Officer Robert Spears responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed a violation of the city's code and that the property is overgrown and within 300 feet of another structure. Additional investigation revealed there have been two previous cases at this property with the respondent since 2008 for violation of the same code. Work by Officer Spears with the respondent resolved this current violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have placed copies of the photographs in your case file at the end.
Okay.
For some reason I'm not able, there it goes. You see you have an overgrown condition with houses on both sides of this property.
Yes. Okay.
And Officer Spears is, of course, here and prepared to validate the results of these photographs.
Okay.
Staff recommendation would be find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. Excuse me. 2, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work utilizing all means required, any means required. With all costs assessed as a lien after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
And if you'd like to speak with
Officer Spears. Sir, Officer Spears.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Officer Spears, are you appointed as code enforcement officer?
Yes.
And this is your first time to appear before a special magistrate, correct?
Yes. Yes.
You're newly appointed?
Yes.
To the office as code enforcement officer? And have you been receiving on-the-job training?
Yes, sir.
By other code enforcement officers?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that training?
Yes.
And you have previous experience as a police officer?
Yes.
So you understand the application of reading the law and applying the law?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay.
Okay. And, sir, the property is in the condition as shown in these photographs that are part of the evidentiary package?
Is it now? Is that your question?
Well, I mean, was it at the time
yes, sir.
Of the photographs taken? Okay. And then I gather
this has not had a change. Right?
Actually, it has.
Okay.
We were there yesterday, and it's located next to the lot of the previous case that you just talked about. And part of it has been cut, but it hasn't been completely brought into compliance.
So
okay.
Maybe when they were cutting the other lot, they accidentally cut
yes,
part
sir.
Of this one?
That's what it appears.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone here about this case, did you say? Okay.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And I will adopt the city's recommendation in this case.
Okay. And we've already looked at Adriana Solomon's case, 1706. 1720 was removed from the agenda.
Okay.
That'll bring us to the petition to request for reduction of penalty.
Okay.
And that's in your portfolio under petitions.
Did I miss? Oh, okay, and this is 10-15, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here on this petition?
No, sir.
Okay.
And essentially a Rio Equity Company purchased this property, and they're requesting a reduction of the fine. The city would stand in opposition to that reduction.
Okay.
We've also provided a copy of the city's case cost sheet with the petition in your presentation portfolio.
Ah, it's in here. It's on the
yes,
computer.
Sir.
Ah, gotcha. I'm sorry. I'm looking in the wrong place for it and not finding it. Okay, 10 petition for that. Ah, here we are. Okay. Okay. Just for my knowledge, can you give me a history of the original order under which this is under?
Yes, sir.
10:15. If you want to switch over by pushing the blue button,
sure.
I can show you. I'm thinking you can see what's on the display now.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has resulted in a lien, and the. Let me just get to the findings of fact here. We are working to straighten out the way these are labeled, but there's your findings of fact
okay.
on the first one, and I can scroll down here a little bit if
sure.
you'd like. Conclusion of law or the order. I don't know where you want me to stop.
Just all the way to the end. I'm interested in when it was entered. Okay, it was entered in August of 2010.
Yes, sir.
And did the city then record?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was the recordation date of this finding?
Hold on, I'll have to find that for you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to have to bring up a few pieces because they're unlabeled. That's not it.
Well, I mean, but it's your testimony that
our routine procedure is to record it. This was recorded on 9/3 of 2010.
Okay, that's fine.
I think if they would have done their lien search.
Well, it's actually a mortgage foreclosure.
Okay.
It appears to be a mortgage foreclosure. Did we cite the mortgage company in the initial?
If you give me just a moment, I can
sure.
try to find that. No, sir.
Okay.
Doesn't appear as though they were.
I was not. Okay.
I'm trying to just go to the bottom, make sure there's no CC. No.
And the city is in opposition for any reduction?
Yes, sir. The city was, I mean, this is, to my mind, this is a fairly insignificant amount, and I think that they should just pay this and move on.
And the initial violation was for.
We did have good service on this with the owner as well.
Okay,
the initial no. violation.
What were we?
Was for, I believe it's just $34.95 and the security of the building, $181 and $182. Yes.
So it was weeds and then securing the building.
Yes, this was a part of a duplex that was just abandoned.
Okay. All right.
I can also bring up the photographs if you'd like.
That'd
although
be good.
Our
yeah.
purpose is not really to retry them.
No. Well, I'm not looking to. I was just
yeah.
looking to get some sort of feel. And the total order, I'm going to flip over me here. And the total is
$775? $775 even, yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to reduce the fine to $600 even on this
okay.
one here. So.
Continue with old business?
Certainly.
At this time, we would move to consent agenda for non-compliance hearings, and I would respectfully request that the magistrate enter an order confirming the orders in these previous cases listed on the agenda, I can attest that all of these cases have an order of affidavit of non-compliance listed in the case file.
Okay. All right. So we will order the same.
At this time, the city would respectfully request that all evidences, testimonies, and documentation provided at this hearing this morning be entered into the record.
I will do so.
And that's all I have, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you all, gentlemen. And, sir, did you have anything? Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. I have not met you yet. Anyway, I just didn't know if there was anybody who needed to address the code enforcement.
James Hayes. He's, I guess we did not introduce him to you. I apologize.
Mr. Hayes, no problem.
He is our new boss for the code enforcement office. He's also with the Office of Revitalization Strategies, which still kind of twists me a little bit. But he heads up our office as well as community neighborhood services. So the city is making a little bit of a change in their approach to assisting folks who need housing and what have you through SHIP grants and all of that through community programs, and also by trying to assist people through code enforcement. So he's the carrot and the stick all in one.
All in one. Big job. Well, pleasure to meet you. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and we'll be adjourned.
Thank you.